Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Monday, January 12, 2009. The death toll in Gaza reaches 917 as Israel decides to step up its operations, while in the West Bank, Israeli troops kidnap 6 civilians on Monday. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On the 17th day of the ongoing Israeli military offensive on the Gaza Strip, the Israeli army carried out further strikes Monday morning, killing 10 Palestinians, including 2 children and 2 women, in different parts of the Gaza Strip. Dr. Muawiyah Hassanein of the Palestinian Ministry of Health said that the Israeli army shelled a Zaytun neighborhood of Gaza City on Monday at midday. The shells directly hit a number of homes, killing 3 family members. Medical sources reported that 2 residents, including a child, were killed in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Their bodies were moved to Kamal Adwan Hospital. The sources added that a child of Ad-Dallul family died of his wounds in Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. The child was wounded in overnight Israeli military shelling that targeted Al-Zaytun neighborhood in Gaza City. One woman was killed in the shelling. Also, Amal Muhammad Al-Madhoun and another resident who remained unidentified were killed in another Israeli strike. Resident Shaybub Shambali died at a hospital in Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip after he was seriously wounded by the Israeli military fire. Heavy clashes were reported in a number of areas in the northern and the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Air Force first shelled dozens of homes in the area before ground troops advanced inside the city. So far, at least 917 Palestinians, including 283 children, have been killed in the ongoing offensive, while the number of injured Palestinians is now over 3,800, including 460 who are in serious conditions. The Israeli government decided on Sunday night to push more troops into the Palestinian coastal region and announced the third stage of the military operation. In the West Bank on Monday, hundreds of Palestinians took to the streets in several cities against the Israeli military offensive in Gaza. Earlier on Monday at dawn, Israeli troops invaded towns and villages in the West Bank and kidnapped at least 6 Palestinian civilians. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Ishmawi.